It is the pink after Liverpool have fallen to defeat 3-2 or 2-3. No, 3-2 at West Ham United. I'm Neil Atkinson. I've got with me Josh Sexton. I've got Andy Bell. I've got Mo Stewart. And Mo, the fact of the matter is, Liverpool aren't quite good enough over the course of the 90 minutes. Simultaneously, I don't entirely feel like West Ham deserved the 3 points in terms of football played. But they played the game scenarios over and over again really fucking well.
They did. And I mean, I think that they did deserve the points simply because they were able to execute their plan A. If you think about it, set-piece goals, counter-attack goals, that would have been their first choice. That was the first way home. They did it. We weren't able to stop them. We knew what they were going to do, and we weren't able to stop them. And for that reason, they deserved spoils. You look at the way the game went, specifically the first half, where we had a lot of the ball. We were starting to build pressure. We were starting to crack them open. But that only works if they don't score.
But the flip side of that is I don't think we're great second half at all.
No.
So for me, Liverpool lose the game in the 15, 20 minutes from 45 to 60 or 65. West Ham want Liverpool to dominate them in a sense and then look to spring. But Liverpool don't dominate anywhere near well enough.
No.
And the one moment where West Ham get a chance to spring, they fucking spring.
They spring. And the moment of the goal itself, it shows that we are using more energy in that trying to break them open than they were. Because we're the ones who are leggy trying to get back. I mean, Bowen might as well have been on a motorbike as he went through the middle of our defence. And that shouldn't be happening. You can look at the reasons why it's happening. You can say that maybe energy's low, obviously midfield injuries, blah, 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 blah.
Nah.
But again, you have to look at it and say they would have known that this is exactly their game plan. So regardless, you should be, when you're Fabinho and you're seeing Gerald Bowen run past him, you take that motherfucker out.
For me, Andy Bell, this is amongst the, I think it could be Fabinho's poorest performance for Liverpool, frankly, over the course of the 90 minutes. Certainly since that nightmare game he has around this time in 2018 against Arsenal. Mm. I wasn't surprised he was the player who eventually made way for Minamino, in that he's just not number six and well enough. And when Henderson plays in number six and he plays like that, then we all have endless things that we say about how he's not dealt with certain scenarios well enough. Fabinho does not deal with certain scenarios well enough.